From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. The author of a petition to expand Medicaid in Missouri hopes the decision by Maine voters to expand Medicaid in their state this week puts energy behind his fledgling effort. Gary Peterson, a retired truck driver from Raytown, had his petition approved 2 weeks ago. Since then, he says he has sent about 1,000 letters and emails to doctors, hospitals, churches, and healthcare organizations asking for signatures.
I don't have money in the background. I live on Social Security. I have a GoFundMe, which I'm trying to get money from. But my opinion is that there are so many people that this relates to that they should be able to collect signatures without having to get somebody from the outside to do it.
Peterson must gather roughly 100,000 valid signatures by May for the issue to be put on next November's ballot. The Attorney General's office is auditing how many untested rape kits there are in Missouri. Attorney General Josh Hawley announced the audit Thursday after a Columbia, Missourian report that Missouri has never done a statewide review of untested rape kits. Rape kits are a series of DNA samplings and medical evidence taken immediately after an attack. They can be used by law enforcement and prosecutors to catch and convict rapists. Hawley says kits left untested can slow those efforts, and the Missouri investigation is aimed at uncovering the scope of the problem. Columbia City Council passed an ordinance to prevent discrimination and protect women in the workplace this week. The ordinance advocates for equal treatment of women who have children, are pregnant, or are considering having children. Zach Rubin is the chair of the Commission on Human Rights, and he proposed the ordinance. He says the ordinance was drafted after receiving complaints from several women in Columbia about potential workplace discrimination, and the goal would be to prevent anybody from getting fired for the decision to have a child or to adopt. It was unanimously approved by City Council and may eventually provide resources to expecting mothers in the future. The University of Missouri is planning to expand its ROTC scholarship program, with the goal of doubling the number of students on campus who are using the scholarships. Missouri officials said beginning next fall, the scholarship will cover room and board for freshman year ROTC students who won national scholarships from military branches. The scholarships currently cover tuition, fees, and provide a book allowance and monthly stipend up to $5,000 a year. There are 280 ROTC students on campus in Army, Navy, and Air Force programs, with 148 on ROTC scholarships. Based on current enrollment, the university expects more than 45 students from Missouri to qualify for the scholarships every year. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.